Defense Secretary Robert Gates says the U.S. must make what he calls a fairly dramatic change to better protect the U.S. from terrorism and other threats.
We are operating under a structure that was created by the National Security Act of 1947 that helped us fight and win the Cold War, but it is not an appropriate structure for the 21st century.
Both Gates and Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice say there is a need for better cooperation between the Pentagon and State Department, especially in matters concerning Iraq and Afghanistan. They say military gains there must be supported by improvements to local infrastructure. In its 2009 budget proposal, the Bush administration has requested 1,100 new Foreign Service officers and 300 new USAID officers. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mike Mullen, says funding to recruit and keep the best and brightest employees is a key objective.
They are our most important resource, and they are becoming more and more expensive. We can have the greatest missions in the world and the greatest stuff in the world. It's not going to work without them.
Secretary Rice says civilian and military personnel need to have more training outside of their own departments to work better together. She also says her agency must recruit more people with experience outside the diplomatic community.
The State Department's going to need to look at mid-career entry-level people. It's great to get the Foreign Service officers 25 just out, but people who've had experiences in business, people who've had experiences in the military, people who've had experiences in non-governmental organizations, we're trying to recruit some of those mid-career people into the Foreign Service.
Both Rice and Gates warned lawmakers the changes need to be made with gradual rather than sweeping legislation. Robert Raphael, VOA News.